At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
The Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline underway on this Labor Day. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, 76, nothing. The quarterback threw for 418, five touchdowns, ran for another in two quarters of football.
Yeah.
All in all, except for a little rain there between about 3:30 and 4 o'clock, it was a pretty good day.
Yeah, it was hot. I didn't even mind the rain, honestly, except for it got even more hot after the rain, as it always does. But, I mean, it was just, I don't know. It was a different team. Chuck and I talked about it briefly this morning. You know, it's just a different-looking team than any that we've seen in our lifetime. I don't know about Chuck's. He's about 90.
It's always a good sign when the only complaint you hear is how much beer costs. No complaints about the team, you know. Oh, and the sirens, whatever the sirens, I couldn't hear any sirens.
Third downs in the press box.
Third
downs, they had, you know, the sirens come on when Ole Miss was on defense.
Heard a little bit of complaining about that, and that was it.
Yeah, it was. I think the only thing in the game you would complain about, it just, and it'd be one of my five thoughts, I mean, you could tell Ole Miss missed Judkins, right? You know, just wasn't that big bully down there for the run game. And that was really the only concern that I saw all game.
JJ was a pretty big bully.
Yeah, he is.
He was. And my kids got disappointed because they attend a camp that he's been a counselor at for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And he did a little contest. And he picked a touchdown celebration from one of their kids in the camp. Mm-hmm. He didn't get a chance to do his dance. That's the only complaint that I got out of it, yeah. Is JJ didn't get to dance after he scored. But other than that, I mean, they were okay, too.
Yeah.
First part of it brought to you by First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting our communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Coming up, we'll have, in the second half of the program, Harry Harrison from the Ole Miss Radio Network. We'll chat a lot about this, and we'll have your text messages as well at 662-426-1093. We've got a little Ole Miss news. We've got some recruiting news. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly, all that will come your way here on the program tonight. So get those text messages in at 662-426-1093. But now we get five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham runs nine of those in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day, I thought the addition of cornerback Trey Amos makes his secondary night and day better. He's the most complete corner I've seen at Ole Miss since Kenyatta Lucas. Second thought, speaking of additions, adding Nolan, Princely, Pooh, Amos, Hamilton, and Turnage on the defense was even bigger than I anticipated. All six are impact players and play at a level, a high level on defense, on each level on defense, excuse me. Third thought of the day. The question with Jackson Dart going into the season was the deep ball touch. If the first game is any indication of what is to come, that question has been resolved. Fourth thought of the day. Trey Harris just might be the best receiver in the country, a true NWO. And the fifth thought of the day. The only negative for the game was the running game. The offensive line still needs time to gel with four new linemen in the starting rotation, but it's obvious they are missing Judkins. It doesn't appear they have that big physical bat that can take games over. Hopefully Logan Diggs can return for the playoff stretch.
You went through those. You're hustling today.
Yeah, no, I think back to the running game issue. Look, a lot of it too, Chuck, they started off slow running the ball last year. You got four new starters in there. Micah Pettis, the only one who was not playing from left tackle to right guard there. That makes a huge difference. And you know, Parrish is just getting back. Bentley, I don't think, is completely healthy from that toe injury, turf toe that he had. He did not look to have that explosiveness. So I think there's much room for improvement that can be made in the running game.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they didn't run it at will in the first half. They only started running at will in the second half after Furman was completely defeated. So, yeah, I concur with your point, but I think it'll get better. I mean, I do believe that once the offensive line gels, and, you know, we've got good backs. We may not have a great back like Judkins was, but, you know, you can't have everything.
No, and that's the only chink in the armor to this point. And I do think Bentley can be a great back when he's healthy. He just didn't look to have that burst. I know he says he's been 100%, but it was obvious he's still not there. And I was kind of – my eyebrow kind of raised when I saw Parrish was going to be starting the game about an hour before the game. Nothing against Parrish, but he's not as good as Bentley. And so I think that obviously Bentley's just still is not completely healthy.
I guess. I like what Matt Jones did.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to. I mean, you've been speaking about him all summer. You know, he had a big spring. He continued to have a good fall camp. He definitely impressed everybody in the stands.
Yep. I'd like to see him against a fresh defense, see if that was a mirage or not.
Yep.
We'll continue this conversation and more. Don't forget, text us now, 426-1093.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Along with Chuck and Yancey, I'm Gary. Rhino's in the studios and control rooms in central Mississippi. We're up north to talk with you a little bit about Ole Miss all over. Furman, 76-0. We'll continue with that conversation. Bring Harry in a little bit later on. We got your questions coming in about double-teaming defensively and offensively, what opponents can and can't do, why we saw Austin Simmons first instead of Howard, things like that, and our text messages and more. And I guess we could probably get into some of that as we speak now. But, Yancey, there were 9 offensive possessions for Ole Miss in the first half. The only one that did not result in points was the missed field goal there at the end, quarter number 2.
Yeah. Flawless, you know, Chucky, and I was talking about it earlier, the deep ball offensive line was giving him time to protect. You know, the receivers, I was surprised at how in tune the guys that returned, but all the new guys. And, you know, having Lee and Aiden Williams in there getting that many reps, and Aiden started getting a rhythm later, they're going to be hard to stop.
Oh, no doubt. I asked Kiffin today, and actually I was afraid it was a dumb question, but I wanted to know if he had any concerns after he studied the film of the game. And he said there were a couple, but they were both correctable. He said that the communication between the offensive linemen and the running backs on pass protection broke down a couple of times. And then he said that they had some busted assignments in the secondary that they've got to get corrected. But, you know, when you're dealing with that many new players that have never played in Pete Golden's system before, brand new cornerback coach, you know, you're going to have some busts every once in a while. And as I said, I think those things are correctable. So nothing. He didn't say anything bad about any physicality or – in fact, he was very praised both lines for being very physical, coming off the ball hard, and, you know, so all good.
Three penalties, 0 turnovers. I believe 80-something players played, and the backups played just as much or even more than the starters, seemed like, when you're looking at the numbers chart. That's really well coached.
Yeah, and it just shows you what we've been saying all along since, gosh, back in spring training. This team is talented. They've got depth. They've got, ability at every position. And, it's going to take some kind of disaster to slow this team down.
And another point is there's so much experience, right? It's different when even the transfers you took in, most of them have got at least 2 to 3 years starting experience. That experience along with the experience they have on the team, it looks good.
Yeah, but let's be real honest here.
Sure.
Now. The guy that stirs the drink is Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And as long as he's healthy, I think this is going to be an incredible team because, Austin Simmons looked pretty good at times, but he was spotty. He's obviously not ready to take the reins of this team for a championship-level play. Jackson Dart is the championship-level quarterback. And I love Austin. Don't get me wrong. Love Walker Howard. But Jackson Dart is the like Reggie Jackson used to be, the straw that stirred the drink for the Yankees. Jackson Dart stirs it for the Rebels.
Yeah, I'd say that all preseason. And when you look at defensively, I think we can start with Warren and Piggies, obviously, there at defensive tackle. But Amos, the impact he makes in that secondary is something. And Gary, I haven't seen this. I mean it. I think since Kenyatta Lucas, someone that's got that coverage and physical nature, when you've got a shutdown corner like that, it changes the whole defense.
Well, you know, I have to give DeAndre Prince a little credit.
He was a
pretty good player. But this kid, to me, Amos, is a lot more physical than DeAndre, with the same speed and, you know, bigger size. And I think he's the real deal. I thought Brandon Turnage did okay until he got his bell rung, and they thought he had a concussion, but he didn't. So I think we're okay there, too.
Linebackers, boy, I'm Chris Poupall. I mean, look, he knows where the football is.
Listen, man.
He knows where it is.
I didn't realize that cat had the kind of speed he's got.
Yeah, no doubt.
His closing speed is, I mean, it's like a safety or a corner. 230 pounds. I was very, very impressed with Pooh. And to be honest, I was a little surprised that Kari Coleman started before him. But Kari's a good football player, too. And you know, he deserves snaps.
Really good. And that's a great situation to have. Yeah. Ole Miss has struggled numbers at linebacker, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been going on for over a decade. So getting quality depth like that, you cannot tell hardly when the second-string defense on that front seven and the first-string defense. And, you know, seeing those five freshmen play, and I'm including the redshirt freshman Jamarius Brown on that defensive line, is exciting for the future.
I know, but I'm going to differ with you a little bit. I could tell a little bit of difference between Walter Nolan, J.J. Pegues, Princely, and Jared Ivey, and then the second four. But they're good. You're right. That's
they're
a
young.
Great point.
They don't
they're
have
young.
The experience, yeah. But they're going to be just as athletically, just as physical when their time comes.
Yeah.
And it's a great situation for them to have that time to develop instead of being thrown into the fire.
Don't forget Akilo Stone, too. I mean, I think he can help down the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Hardy had some good moments, the transfer defensive end. And I wasn't expecting DJ Holmes to play. He's been in black for so long. But he played some at the end and looked like he was going to be all right.
Yeah, and Xavion Harris came in at the end, and we'll know that he'll get more and more snaps and be much more involved as the season progresses.
Yeah, hopefully his legal situation gets cleared up this week or you know, maybe next week. Most likely this week. I think all signs are that this has got a real opportunity just to be dismissed, that the girl that was filing the charges is back in the way, is what I heard. So we'll see on that.
And then you flip on the offensive side of the ball, you look at the offensive line, you know, you could tell that, you know, it's almost like a dance team. You got to be in sync with one another. You could tell that they were playing their first game together.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Jeremy James got his 50th straight start, and he and Bulow split snaps pretty good. That'll keep them fresh. You know, Nate Kaleppo played an awful lot of snaps, it seemed like, at left guard. And like you said, Jaden and Diego split time. Jaden graded out higher than any offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And you said you saw Micah Pettis getting beat a little. I missed that, but I trust your
judgment. At the very beginning.
I'm wondering if that's
not – got involved, and we got, you know, mid-second quarter, he started whipping him pretty good. But I just keeping an eye on that foot, right, that ankle that he hurt, and his mobility, is it completely back or not? That would be something to watch going forward.
Well, that might have been part of the concerns Lane was talking about with the communication between the offensive linemen and the running backs on pass protection. That running back may have needed to take that guy looping around the end. Who knows? We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that.
So,
again, a lot of new players. You know, if anything, the only thing that you could come away from that game and say, is there a little question mark? It was the running game. I believe they had 73 yards through almost three quarters, and then they piled it on in that fourth quarter when me and you could have gotten 100 yards.
Well, I will say this, though, early on, and I agree with you about the run game needing work, absolutely. But I think Furman was walking up a lot of guys and kind of crowding the box. And I think that's one reason that Dart and the receivers were so wide open was because they most of the time had six or seven in the box. Well, if a team like Furman is going to put seven in the box, we're going to eat them alive up top, and that's what we did.
And historically, playing Kiffin, that's what you want to do because his bread and butter is running
right.
the ball.
Right.
So you want to take that running out. But with the offensive firepower that Ole Miss has yep. now at receiver and tight end, you know, that's
– You know, and I watched a lot of football this weekend, and there's a lot of teams that are not going to let you run. You're going to have to beat them up top.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
Ole Miss can do that.
I mean, that's a good strategy.
It is.
The Far East Group is our partner in retirement. Nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute savings. They have offices in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, 1-877-327-3735.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, faresegroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, time for some text messages and our injury report as well. First of all, Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. With our text messages, we will start first of all, and if you will, Chuck, clarify why Austin Simmons was the number two quarterback behind Dart on Saturday.
Well, I think Walker, the last two scrimmage, I think Walker Howard tried to press the issue a little bit and tried to force some throws. One Saturday he had three interceptions, and Simmons has taken care of the ball throughout fall camp. So I think that was the difference. But Kiffin did say that it was a very, very close battle, and, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if Walker – moved up ahead of Austin.
Well, and that
as
was
the season progressed.
That was another person's question: was Middle Tennessee will we see Walker maybe get the second snaps before Simmons? And
I don't know
who
if he,
knows.
I don't know if he can switch it in a week.
Yeah,
you know, but we'll see. We'll see.
I just hope we get to see it again. I'd love to be up 52-0 again at halftime and let all these guys get experience because, look, I mean, this can be a 17-game schedule. It's a different beast. You're going to need as much depth as you can when you start reaching game 11 through 17.
And then if you listen to Mr. Nolan, he said that, talking about the Ole Miss, defensive line, kind of piggybacking on what someone's saying here, there's no way that anyone can double-team either the defensive line or the way he's putting it word-wise here, the receivers that Ole Miss have.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a blessing. I mean, obviously, if you're an offensive coordinator, and this is not throwing any shade at J.J. Pegues, okay? I think he's a tremendous player. But it's pretty obvious that Walter Nolan is the guy that somebody's going to double-team. The way he gets off the ball, he's going to be in the backfield more than J.J., I believe. So if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm going to double Nolan. Well, if you do, that's going to turn J.J. loose, And that's not good for the other people.
And the last text message is about Matt Luke, actually. How long has he been at Clemson?
This is his first year, I think.
Because it caught me by surprise, too, when I saw his picture pop up on the television.
Yeah, no, this is his first season. I think he's been there since spring. Tell you what, old Dabo's going to have to think twice about his philosophy on transfer portal
people. No doubt about it. 100% he will.
He would be wise. It's not going to happen. Maybe it does in a couple years. He would be wise to go work for like a Kiffin like Lane did for Saban, for a year or two, learn some new ideas, learn new systems, learn the portal, learn NIL. I know Gary's over there shaking his head. He'll never do that. But if he gets fired at Clemson, it wouldn't.
They're not going to fire him at Clemson.
I don't know.
He's got two national championships.
I know he does, but it's heading steadily down. Give it another year or two. It could happen.
Maybe. If it continues to spiral down, I just don't see that happening, though. I think he'll change his tune on portal and NIL and everything else.
We're in year three.
You're right.
Let's see how long the injury report is. Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, oxfordortho.com.
Well, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and just to go down the whole list. Princely Umanamelon was in black all fall, but he played in the game and looked fine. Same with Juice Wells. He was in the black a lot. Jersey meaning no contact, but he played, had a 61-yard TD, and looked like Juice is loose. Cornerback Brandon Turnage, they thought he had a concussion, but he didn't. But they held him out anyway. Jordan Watkins, they're just being real careful with that hamstring. He's had issues with it. He continues to have issues with it, but supposedly it's pretty strong right now, but they're not going to play him until they absolutely have to have him. Wide receiver Devin Price is obviously out, and I don't know what's wrong with him. Safety Jaden Kennedy was in black a lot during fall camp, but he started at one of the safety spots. DJ Holmes was in black a lot, but he played at the end of the game, defensive end. Xavion Harris has had some legal issues, but he played three downs. Caleb Warren has a knee issue. I don't know how serious it is. Same as center Jerquan Scott, knee issue. I do not know the extent of it. Neither one of them played Saturday, and I don't look for him to play anytime soon. And then tight end Hudson Wolf, he's having those recurring back injuries, and I'm afraid this is not good.
Now, Chuck, the SEC, and this will start when SEC games go now,
we'll
get an actual available or probable or questionable, just like the professionals do.
I'm wondering how honest that's going to be, though.
the way it reads,
it's
it better
be.
Yeah.
Like the NFL.
That's correct.
Yeah. But I got tickled at Kiffin today in his press conference. Somebody asked him about Jordan Watkins, and he said, "Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have to tell you, but I don't have to tell you now, so I'm not."
Right.
I got word today that he's completely shutting down practice, most likely for the media for the rest of the year. So
really,
he's feeling it, baby. He's feeling it.
Well, hey, anything that can give Ole Miss an edge, I'm for.
Yeah, me too. Hey, look, it's his program. He wants to keep me out of there, fine.
Look,
I'll go play golf.
you bring these type of teams to Ole Miss, you can do whatever you want.
That's right. That's right. I got no problem with it.
662-426-1093. If you have anything else you might want to get across to us before showtime is done. We still have SEC and Ole Miss news coming up. We'll take a look into the recruiting brought to you by the Grove Collective. Chuck's Good, Bad, and Ugly will come up at the very back end of the program. Next, though, from the Ole Miss Radio Network, our friend Harry Harrison's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to the fella next on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw.
McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, let's bring in another voice to talk about Ole Miss football. We chat with him a good bit from the Ole Miss Radio Network. It's our friend Harry Harrison.
Hey, Harry.
All right. What's going on, gentlemen? How are y'all tonight?
It's all good, brother. 76 to nothing makes everything good, doesn't it?
It's a great way to get started. I thought everybody would be entertained with that. I thought both sides of the ball played extremely well. And defensive front, offensive front. I some people were complaining maybe one Chuck Roundsville about we got started a little slow rushing the football, but that's because they had about seven or eight guys in the box. So
yeah,
we had to throw it over the top. They were playing man coverage. That was a no-brainer. So it worked out very well.
Yeah, you and David Kellum and I were talking before Lane came into the press conference, and I think the run game may have been the only thing that I kind of just said, okay, they can do better there.
Yeah, I thought first couple of series we didn't run it very well, but I think they were just setting up those tosses with the run game. And like I say, that the Furman defense was crowding the line of scrimmage, bringing, you know, six and seven guys up in the box. And that's a recipe to throw it over the top. And I thought we did a heck of a job with that. We got some weapons out there, and that they were on display Saturday night.
Yeah, and I was wondering who was crazy enough when we got way up to call Jackson Dart on a run play. But, you know, I guess they wanted to see what he'd do, so that's fine.
Well,
he didn't get hurt.
I don't think anybody was expecting us to be up 60-something at halftime. You know, I mean, when you throw for 418 yards and count for six scores in a half, that's all you need. Go over there and sit down.
Yeah.
Harry, I don't know. I've not seen the scrimmages like you have in depth, but I was expecting a lot from Amos, but I wasn't even expecting that much. Just talk a little bit about his game.
Trey Amos.
Well, you know, when you say Amos, you're talking about
Trey
corner. Amos?
Yes, yeah. The corner.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. I've seen him all. You know, he's a transfer, came in from Alabama, was here for spring practice, and I've seen him a lot. He's been matched up with Trey Harris. So if you can hang with Trey Harris through some of those practices, then you get better. It makes Trey Harris better, of course, but it makes Trey Amos even better too, because he's chasing Trey Amos, and that's quite a matchup. But I thought the secondary played very well. But I might have been able to play good Saturday night when the defensive front was living in their backfield.
Yeah.
When a quarterback's throwing off his back foot and running for his life, it makes it pretty easy to cover. But I thought our guys, with the exception, I think we blew two coverages, you know, on the night.
Yeah.
I think we had two missed coverages, and it amounted for about half of their total yards on the night. But other than that, it was a well-played football game.
Talk a little bit about that defensive front. Harry, you know, we didn't know if Princely was going to or you said Princely had been playing, but I had not seen him out of black jersey. Talk about him, and then, you know, you got Ivy, Nolan, and Pegues. That's pretty good starting four.
That's a great defensive front, Chuck. I mean, obviously, Furman was outmatched, no doubt about that. But I've been seeing these guys in practice against our offensive linemen, and you know, in the scrimmages they had, obviously you're not going to hit Jackson Dart. So many times those defensive linemen were standing there smiling at him as he's trying to get the pass off. But what I was impressed by, Chuck, was I knew we had some young players that were going to be really good, but I just didn't know what level that was going to be. I thought Jamarius Brown had a heck of a night. And of course, you know, once again, we kind of wore Furman down. That's kind of was going to be expected. But I thought Jamarius Brown, he lived in their back. Several times he's waiting on the quarterback to hand it off where he can decide which guy he's going to tackle. But he was one of the leading tacklers in the game. And, of course, you know, flanked on each side of him was good players. And they're all young, too. William Eccles, 52, from down in Houston, was in
like
there also
him.
Beside
I like him.
On the second group, first step, 310-pound freshman. And, you know, Cam Franklin was playing. And of course, Centarian Perkins was in and out with both groups. But I thought the guy that stole the show in the second half, Chuck, was Chris Poupal. I thought that linebacker we got in here from Arkansas was the real deal. He's quick reactor, quick twitch, and just has a knack to get into the football.
No question about it. I did recognize his speed. Even after seeing him at Arkansas and seeing him in practice at Ole Miss, that dude closes quick.
He really does, and he diagnoses the play quickly and decides which gap he's going through, and most of the time he gets through there unblocked, which is, you know, you got to have some speed and quickness, but you got to know the game. And he was the best guy Arkansas had for the last 2 years by far.
Yeah, no, and that showed. So that was kind of surprising to me that Kari Coleman got the start before him, but Kari's a good player too.
He is, but Paul has been out. He missed about, and I never could figure out. They said he had a concussion. He was in concussion protocol, and we weren't doing a lot of hitting in the fall camp. So I'm not sure how he got the concussion, unless he slipped in the bathroom. But I think that's why he didn't get the start, because he'd missed a couple weeks of practice. But all three of those linebackers, including Tyler Banks, are really prime time guys, and so I think we're going to be in good shape there. You know, competition picks up each week, and we'll see what MTSU, they fought, and they had to score less than 20 seconds in their game just to pull it out. So we'll see what they bring into town. Derek Mason, new coach there. He was at Vanderbilt, the defensive coordinator for many stops and many years. So we'll see what they bring in. But going back to Saturday night, I just, you know, well-played game. No penalties. Usually going to get some, you know, three or four illegal procedure penalties just because those offensive linemen are jumping. But I don't think we had one of those. So it was just a well-played game.
So talk to me a little bit about, you mentioned his name a minute ago, Tyler Banks. He's probably that fourth linebacker that's going to get a, you know, kind of like Ashanti Sistrunk to me. Do you think he's at that level?
Well, Chuck, he's young. I mean, even though he's been here, this is starting his third year, but he hadn't played a lot. He's been playing special teams. And then you and I have talked about, if you rubble a guy out in a uniform, he looks as good in his uniform as anybody we've got on the team. He's that kind of build. But, you know, he just hadn't played a lot of linebacker. I think he's got a bright future. But these three guys in front of him, he's not going to play a lot ahead of those three we just talked about. But he's definitely the fourth guy, and he adds something. He's a mic backer, so he's going to be in the middle always. He'll be a run stopper. I'm not sure how good he's going to be on pass defense, but he's learning, and he's kind of learning on the fly now. But, you know, Pete Golan's a master of teaching those guys, so he's in the right place.
And your safeties, I know you kept a close eye on those guys, Jaden Kennedy, Trey Washington, Yam Banks, Lewis Moore. Lewis Moore impressed me as much as any of them, but what was your take?
Well, I thought they all got a chance to play. Obviously, Trey Washington's been back there for several years, and Saunders was covering the slot receiver. I thought they all were pretty much equal talent and ability the way it looked Saturday night. Once again, when your quarterback's running for his life, it makes life much easier back there on that back end. But I thought all those guys, I'm not sure one of those guys stood out to me. I thought the corners had a better night, you know, from a, you know, making plays kind of mm-hmm. standpoint, just mm-hmm. because they threw the sideline quite often. But I thought those four or five safeties we played were all of equal ability. And I think that bodes well going down the stretch. I mean, we're just getting started here. But when you only play a half, you shouldn't be too nicked up.
Harry, I didn't see Key Lawrence.
That's what I was going to ask.
Did I miss him, or is he injured?
You know what? I don't remember him playing much either, Chuck, if he played at all. I don't know what the story
is. It's not on the
was.
Participation chart that I'm looking at here.
And he'd been starting quite a bit in practice, but you're right, Chuck. I missed him. I didn't even think about him, but I don't think he was in there Saturday night at all.
I wonder if he got a late injury.
I don't have an answer for you.
I got you. Matt Jones, is he real?
Well, he came in here from Jackson Prep, I think, 3 years ago. Walked on 5'7", 5'8", you know, 200 pounds, a little bowling ball. But I knew he was running 13 with this group as I was watching practice. And if you go back and look at his stats, he had three carries for like 63 yards, didn't he, or something like that, like mm-hmm. 22 yards per carry. I'm sure that's going to shrink as time rolls on, but he could hit a couple holes in the second half. You know, their defense was worn down pretty good, but he is a third option in that running back room. I thought the guys that filled in and ran in the second half had much more success than the two guys that started the game, but by then those guys from Furman were looking for a way to get on the bus.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they were.
I tell you, another young player that. I got a good impression from was Bryson Sanders when he took over for Reese McIntyre in the second half.
I think he's got, you know, what, 6'6", about 320, something like that. He's been there with Garrison. That'll be going on his second year. Young guy that we signed 2 years ago, I think. And, I've been waiting for him to step up, and he's going to get a lot of touches. You know, when Jaquan Scott comes back, he's been playing at center. He got hurt couple of weeks ago in scrimmage, and he didn't dress out the other night. Be interesting to see, you know, as we get into league play, how much action that Bryson Sanders gets. But he looks the part, and I think he's going to be the center of the future without a doubt.
Another player that I kind of sat up in my chair straighter a little when I saw him do a few things was tight end Daquan Wright. I think he's got a potential to be that a real quality backup to Caden Priscorn.
No doubt about it. And I think we're going to see a lot of two tight ends in there in different sets. We saw a little bit of that Saturday night, but you're going to see more of it as the competition gets better. But, yes, man could run at 250 pounds. I thought he was a really good get to be your second tight end. You know, once again, all the tight end that we signed 3 or 4 years ago has just had to struggle so much with injury.
Yeah, Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson Wolf, you know, was not dressed out again. Not sure what his injury is, but a young man has just been snake bit the whole time he's been here. But I thought Daquan Wright was a really good get. Whoever had their eyes on him and got him in here did a good job. But, yeah, he really compliments Caden Priestcorn.
Harry, must go without saying about Dart's performance and his ability to throw those 20, 30-yard passes and some 50, 55 in there. Like we saw, everyone was on the money. Unlike maybe, you know, he's a little inconsistent in those areas the previous two seasons. What did you think about Dart?
Well, it's nothing you can say but good things. What was he, 22 out of 26 for 418 yards and six scores in 30 minutes of action? That's I'll take that for sure. But he's in total control of that offense, Yancey. He's the guy in charge. And, you know, I asked him at a press conference last week and he was there. I said, you know, you're the guy with the ball and everybody wants it. I said, how do you manage that? And he had a really good answer that he, you know, everybody's just wanting to – win for the team, and that's the answer I was looking for. But he's definitely the leader on that offense and maybe the number one leader in that entire team. Guy works hard. He busts his tail in the weight room, and those guys recognize that, and they respect that. But I'd say we got the ball to a lot of different folks on Saturday night. Everybody had a little taste of that.
You and know, Harry, another thing about that, and Yancey and I talked about this earlier, he had so many clean pockets. He's supposed to make the throws, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chuck. Last year, it wasn't quite that clean, but the other night, he could count to six or eight before he had to get rid of the football. But let's hope that continues when the competition gets tougher. Let's hope that offensive line continues to play that well. But I thought both groups, and once again, that's what competition does for you, Chuck. Guys that want to get out there and play are battling for just playing time. Forget start being a starter. They're battling for playing time. But all four additions of that offensive line group that came in here portal-wise have really added to our depth and to our athletic ability along the front. So, yeah. Dart had lots of time to throw, and let's hope that continues.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at the team, you have to have different makers on both sides of the ball on offense. You got quarterback, you got receiver. I think Trey Harris is as good as any receiver in the country. Offensive lineman, I think Pettis is as good as anybody there at tackle. You got defensive line with Nolan. You got linebacker. They've got impact players there. And then in the secondary with Amos, I think that's where the difference lies with this team is we have true different makers at every level.
A lot of competition at every position, Yancey. That's exactly right. But I tell you what I saw on the defense, speed and length in the secondary. I got so tired of watching 5'8 and 5'9 guys last year, you know, and now we got these 6 foot and 6'2, safeties. And then our corners are all 6'1. So, you know, when you get that link, that makes a difference when you're going up against a really good receiver like a Trey Harris or a Juice Wells. And I had a chance to visit with him today. He came in one of the interviews after Freeze had his press conference. I think you were gone, Chuck. But very well-spoken. Harry, yeah, well-spoken guy.
We're going to have to the 5'5 guy is going to have to stop you right now and go into break, buddy.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
Rebel Fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, Harry was brought to us in the last segment by our friends at Gateway Tire. They go the distance for you. Since 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states, bringing the game day outlook to you. SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. I'm just going to do a little SEC discussion here. 13 of the 16 SEC football teams won. 9 scored 51 or more points. And if you had Vandy winning one of the Power Four matchups over the weekend, kudos to you. As Vanderbilt knocked off Virginia Tech, Georgia getting Clemson, and those other games that the nation was kind of looking at, Florida lost to Miami at home, A&M lost to Notre Dame, and, of course, last night LSU losing in Vegas to USC.
Yeah, that LSU game surprised me a little bit, Chuck. They don't have a bad quarterback there. They're supposed to have the best offensive line in the country. They lose their 5th season opener in a row. That's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some of the recruiting stuff with Grove Collective and our Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. They are here for us to help out with NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes. What you got, Yancey?
Yeah, I mean, I count 19, Chucky and Gary, 4 and 5-star players that were in attendance, over 120 players. We'll just mention a few of them here. 5-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, who keeps showing up at Ole Miss while he's been committed to Bama at Ackerman, Mississippi, was in attendance. Ladarian Clardy, a 4-star safety out of Florida that commits on September the 21st. He'll go to Florida State next weekend. And then he'll make a decision on the 21st, expected to be Ole Miss. 4-star defensive lineman Andrew Mattis out of Oak Grove, committed to Ole Miss, was in. Shaquille Mills-Knight out of Baylor, Tennessee, 4-star running back. He was in, committed to Ole Miss. Cortez Thomas, a 4-star defensive back out of Holmes County, committed to Ole Miss. Corey Adams, defensive end out of New Orleans, is committed to Ole Miss. Bryson Waters, a linebacker from Itawamba HS, was committed to Ole Miss. He committed recently, Chucky. Golden offered him a scholarship after the Friday Night Lights at their big senior camp there. So someone to keep an eye on there. Warren Nolan out of Powell, Tennessee. I take it that's Walter Nolan's brother. I'm not sure. Offensive lineman, he was in town. Keon Young, a four-star safety, committed Ole Miss, was in there. Five-star offensive tackle Jackson Cantrell was in, out of Missouri. Four-star quarterback Michael Clayton out of Orlando was there. Jermichael Jones, 2026 wide receiver out of Alabama, was in. DJ Williams, a four-star wide receiver, 2026 out of Tampa, was in, and a host of others. I mean, it was a star-studded group of players that were in, and what a great atmosphere, what a great game. It doesn't matter what position you play, you had to be excited, and obviously winning breeds more players wanting to come to your campus and go to school there. And I think next year's class, with the momentum that this year's team should get, should be really, really historical for Ole Miss. I expect a huge 26 class for Ole Miss.
Let's get into the good, bad, and ugly. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home and business. A certified GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. You can call or text 644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Oh, the good, what can you say about a 76-0 waxing of an opening opponent? We've been talking and talking and talking and talking for months, telling you how this is a talented team, a stacked team, a loaded team, a complete team, a deep team, an experiencing team, but you finally got to see it for yourself, and I think our months of talking was validated. Sure, things will get a whole lot tougher. Yeah, there'll be challenges. No doubt there'll be tight games. But this Ole Miss team, I believe, is built for whatever faces them. Both fronts are solid. The second and third levels on defense are very good. The skill players on offense are the real deal. As Trey Harris said post-game, quote, "We aren't playing around," close quote. And what can you say about Jackson Dart? The young man just has the it factor. And when given some clean pockets like he did against Furman, it's almost automatic he's going to complete passes. It was an excellent start for the Rebels. Also, we hear that the Grove Collective Golf Tournament at the Oxford Country Club was extremely good, extremely productive. Good.
Yes.
Raised a lot of money, had a lot of fun out there. So look for that to be an annual deal, I'm sure. And this isn't bad, but I asked Kiffin about any concerns, and he said communication between offensive line and the running backs on pass protection needs work, and some busted assignments in the secondary need work. Both are very correctable.
Real quick, MTSU, what y'all have any thoughts?
41-point favorite.
41. It came out of 41.
I watched the end of Middle Tennessee and Tennessee Tech. Tech had a pick six that would have given them, I think, a lead of one or so late. Called back, Middle Tennessee went down and scored. Now Tech still got the lead back, and as Harry said, they had a fourth down and five that the quarterback busted loose, Middle Tennessee, for 30 yards and a touchdown to win it inside a minute left to go. So they had a big battle with Tennessee Tech, and as Chuck said, right now 41, somewhere around 40 to 41 42 is what you
put
can
your buddy on the Rebels. 62-0, you heard it here.
62-0, he says. All right, fellas.
Good Lord.
You'll be happy you did. Yeah. Hotty toddy.
Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.